Derek Bergen has seen every movie ever made, and so I'm sure he's got it in his collection and has watched every TV show and every episode of every TV show ever made while he works a full-time job and takes his girlfriend out. So, I mean, and every shoot interview DVD. So.
This is Torch columnist Sean Radican, joined once again by my co-host Derek Bergen for another blockbuster edition of the Radican Audio Showcase. It's Royal Rumble Sunday, and we're ready to go. Derek, how are you?
Sean, I'm a little bit upset thinking of the Royal Rumble with 30 men in one ring. I have a certain Torch staff member who seems to have 30 excuses to get out of being a man and apologizing to me like you should have 3 weeks ago. So what's your answer to that, this Torch collusion, to the point where you're even faking a sickness to help your mentor get out of his responsibilities? What's the status with this?
Well, we were sending PMs back and forth, and the speculation is that you're painting a new coat of a yellow streak on your back. And then
are these PMs, Sean, or are they posting your little secret society in that Torch forum chat?
No, the staff chat is for Pat to do his fantasy booking. So
it's not the He-Man Woman Haters Club or anything like that?
No.
All right. Well, other than that, I'm doing great. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Down here, it's 85 degrees, and Survivor Royal Rumble tonight, baby.
Yep. Here, it's about negative 10 and friggin' cold, and another day in paradise in lovely the Northeast. But I'm very excited today, though. We've got some great things to talk about. First up is we're going to talk about Gabe's book of ROH Secrets from Kayfabe Commentaries. We finally got it in the mail, and very interesting DVD overall with Gabe talking about his departure and laying out his plans for the final, I want to say, 8 shows of the year and some of the things he had set up for the last big weekend heading into 2009. Extremely comprehensive DVD. And what were your overall thoughts on the DVD?
Well, we'll start at the very basics, because you and I talk about DVD covers and how much I stress it all the time. And normally, Kayfabe Commentaries is way ahead of the game. I mean, they have really branded themselves in different variations. They're guest bookers, they're U shoots. They have, my side of the story, they've done an excellent job with their art and covers and, like I said, getting across the branding of their different ideas. But when I opened the package and got this one, it's like it should have been special Perverted Justice Edition. And I didn't understand what a weird photo they used. It's like, how would you describe the picture, Sean, on the front with Gabe?
It looks like someone who lost his dog.
Yeah, it's just not the cover I think I would have used. And I don't know if it was a last-minute idea, but it's just, I don't know. I was just very surprised. They have a special signature edition, which I think is limited to 50 copies or 100 copies, and they had a much better, I think, escape signing or a much better picture idea. But I think this wasn't the best.
The signature edition cover is actually really nice compared to the one they chose for the mass release. It's him, like, putting his pen in his booking book. It's kind of actually a really cool cover.
Yeah. Well, that can lead us to the second part, is now that we're onto the DVD, and like you said, it's very comprehensive, but it also, I think, is accessible to even not the diehard ROH fans. But you do get a look at Gabe's booking book, and he goes through the story of every single year. In January, he went out and got a new notebook. You know, I thought it was a great personable story, you know, and then he still put these little stupid death metal fucking stickers all over it and all that bullshit. But it was really neat how he talked about how every year was like a fresh beginning. He went through all the things in his book and how he organized it. And I just thought that was, you know, a fascinating look at the inside of what goes on at a wrestling meeting, because I know that a lot of Ask the Editor questions to Wade Keller and Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, they always get questions from fans wanting to know what a creative meeting is like or what does a booker do. And this was, you know, visual evidence of the steps at least he takes, and he's probably one of the more detail-oriented guys, of what he does leading to shows. And I just thought it was really neat to get a look at this book. It wasn't like the Dusty shoot that Ring of Honor did a while back, where Dusty just kind of read from his book. You really didn't get to see much. this, the camera zoomed in. You know, Gabe openly talked about his lists in there and where he was going, and I just thought that was a really neat asset to the disc. What did you think of his actual booking? You know, I mean, the book itself.
I thought it was a little bit of a contrast to Dusty Rhodes' booking book when he did the what the hell is the thing they call it? He did with the ROH.
Secrets of the Ring, wasn't it?
Yeah, Secrets of the Ring, whatever. It was a it's kind of a cool organized thing, and it gives fans a look into exactly what he does and when he sets up. When he sets up his talent roster and his, each show and what's he going to do and the time and everything. And he really, you know, they showed it on the camera and everything. And he had a list of primary and secondary talent. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when Sean Oliver kind of confronted him on this, because Gabe, whenever he's booking on his show, he keeps running tabs of the times. And he kept stressing that this wasn't absolute, it's kind of just what I had in my mind. But I would like to see one of those extremely long Ring of Honor shows, and they've had a couple. It's not as bad as I think a lot of people want us to believe it is. But I'd like to see Gabe's notebook for one of those four and a half hour shows and wonder what was going through his mind and why he didn't consciously scale back on some of these, because I think they were a detriment to the company. But it was neat how he explained. He had these little 8-minute here, 10-minute here. He really knew where he was going through the whole format of the show and wasn't just, I'm going to bring in all these indie superstars and put them together and put on the DVD like a lot of other indie shows do. He was really looking at it almost like a television show.
Yeah, it's a very interesting process. And even if it was television, things would have been different at one point. But one thing I found interesting, I mean, they talked about the time of the shows and he basically acted like it was no big deal how long all these shows went when, when they went live. I got to tell you, it's awfully hard to sit through one of those shows in one sitting, no matter how good it is, because it's so long and it's not like a TV show with commercials to break it up or a whole lot of interesting segments to break it up. It's just like a stream of matches, and a lot of it was, who can top this from top to bottom when the guys just had, could do whatever they want in the ring for the most part.
Yeah, and it's not apples to apples compared to a WWE or TNA show, because your venues are smaller. It's usually much more uncomfortable, because I've sat at front row in WWE and front row in Ring of Honor, where you're sardined in with men of size, we should say, and odor, but whatever. It's not your normal circumstance, and it's not like you're in a big arena